the Upswing, the Election Day show. I'm Jeff Sherman from the 414. I voted at 10 a.m. in Franklin. In and out, done in 10 minutes. Love to hear it. Love to hear it for sure. You remember your very first presidential election? As I said, mine voted in Wauwatosa. Was a student at Marquette, but was still living in the summer in Wauwatosa with my parents. So I'm like, all right, I'm going back to Tulsa to vote. So that was where I cast my first vote. All subsequent ones were in downtown Milwaukee. And, you know, there's such a sense of pride in voting when you're a college student. So we have Hannah Frayne, a junior from DePere. She's a junior at Marquette University. Hannah's on the phone with us. Hannah, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So how'd your first time voting go this morning?
Honestly, I think everything went very smoothly. You know, I got to the polls right away when they opened at 7 this morning.
Okay.
And from there, I got registered, which really didn't take very long at all. That was really nice.
Okay.
Then I just got my ballot and voted. And the lines were pretty short, so I was honestly out of the building by 7:30. So very smooth process overall.
Anything that surprised you? I mean, other than just how obviously smooth and easy it was?
Honestly, I think that's the only thing that surprised me.
Okay.
I expected the lines to be a bit longer.
Uh-huh.
So I was happy that things were kind of short and quick. Everyone working there was really helpful. If anyone had a question, someone always had an answer. So that
right.
was really nice. And everything was just explained very clearly. I thought things would be feeling a bit more complicated, but that was not the case. So that was definitely a relief.
So talk a little bit about your preparation for voting. As a first-time voter, if I may ask, you know, where do you get your news and campaign information so you went into the voting booth knowing that, all right, I'm armed with all the right information?
Of course. So I usually try to get my news from a variety of sources. I think as a college student, the biggest place that I see all of my news would be on social media. But as we know, that's not always the most credible source. So I always want to back that up, usually with a news station, especially local, or a newsletter as well. So I usually try to subscribe to multiple different newsletters, such as Wall Street Journal. And as for news stations, I usually try and listen to a variety, you know, so that way I'm getting all the sides, so that way I'm able to understand who's going to be the best choice for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, like especially in terms of campaign information, I think Marquette did a great job with giving students updates on voter guides, how to vote early, and that was all through our daily newsletter, which is very non-biased as well.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that. And overall, I just try and get my news from a variety of sources, so I'm well-informed.
Yeah, the signage and wayfinding on college campuses, I drove through Marquette and UWM this morning. Really easy in and out. And you could, you know, you find your polling places in a really simple manner. And that's, you know, that's a credit to the universities to making it easy. So what's your career path? Are you interested in politics moving forward, or what are your kind of your post-graduation plans?
I'm very passionate about politics for sure. However, I don't think that'll be quite the career path for me. I am very interested in law as well. So I'm
looking
to go to law school with a focus on intellectual property. That's something I'm really passionate about. Hopefully diving into kind of the deceptive advertising field and really making sure that I'm helping out the community in terms of that, because deceptive advertising, especially with the growth of artificial intelligence, is growing rapidly every single day. And there needs to be people who can help out and make sure that gets put to a stop.
That is beautiful. We need that help. So stay on that track, and we are here to assist you along the way. Appreciate you voting. Appreciate you taking time to call in this morning, Hannah. Enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
All right. No matter what you do today, tell your friends to vote. Go through your phone, pull all the contacts, send a quick text message, remind friends and family to vote. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ.